Be with all of you.
请我们来看历代志上第四章。
Let's turn to First Chronicles chapter 4.
历代志上的第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章的第九节。
First Chronicles chapter 4 verse 9.Verse 9, Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, Because I bore him in pain.
这个历代志上从第一章一直到十几章都是在讲一些家谱。
First Chronicles, starting from chapter 1 until chapter 10, it's talking about family genealogies.
所以有的人一读到这几章就把它跳过去了。
And so for some people, when they start reading these chapters, they skip them. Because the genealogy is quite boring.
但是到了第四章的第九节，这一节就引起很多人的注意。
However, verse 9 in chapter 4, this verse brought attention to many.
因为这一节在记载亚比士的祷告。
Because starting from this verse, it records the prayer of Jabez.
那他祷告什么?
And what was his prayer?
他祷告一共有四句话。
He had four sentences in his prayers.
第一个,愿你赐福于我。
And the first he said, Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
第二个,扩张我的境界。
And the second is, enlarge my territory.
第三个,求主常与我同在。
The third is that your hand would be with me.
第四个,
the fourth one,
求主让我不要遭患难, 不受艰苦。
You would keep me from evil and that I may not cause pain.
这个每一句话的祷告啊, 都让我们很羡慕。
And every sentence in this prayer really causes us to admire him.
几年前有一个作者写了一本书叫《亚比士的祷告》。
A couple years ago, there was an author who wrote the book The Prayer of Jabez.
那这一本书啊，成为《纽约时报》最畅销的一本书。
And this book became the number one bestseller in New York Times.
因为这本书的作者本身提到他的经验。
Because the author of this book wrote about his own experience.
就是他从小读到这一节啊，他就很喜欢。
That was when he was little, and when he read this verse, he loved it.
然后他就每天早上啊，照这一节这样祷告。
And so every morning, he would copy this prayer and pray to God.
那经过三十年之后，他发现每一句话都实现了。
And after 30 years, he realized that every single one of his prayer was granted.
所以他就把它写一本书叫《亚比士的祷告》。
And so that's why he wrote the book, The Prayer of Jabez.
所以有一阵子，连我们教会的青年啊，也在读这一本书。
And then so there was a period of time where the youth in church was also reading this book.
那甚至有时候我们看到有的人讲道也用这个做主题在讲。
And even sometimes when we would listen to sermon, we would hear this topic.
那这个亚比斯的祷告，我们仔细看，这个就是我们一般世界上人所渴慕的。
And if we look carefully into the prayer of Jabez, then we'll see that all these things are the things that the people in this world seek after.
但是当我们信了主耶稣以后，
However, after we have believed in Jesus,
我们就觉得这个祷告的内容哦，可以超越。
Then we feel that we can transcend this content of the prayer,
使我们能够在灵性上有更深入的体验。
So that we will have even deeper spiritual experience and understanding.
那首先我们来看为什么亚比斯会这样祷告。
And so first, let's look at as to why Jabez would pray this way.
那他祷告的结果又是什么？
And what was the result of his prayer?
这个第九节这样说。
And verse 9 it says,
说亚比斯比他的众弟兄更尊贵。
Verse 9 tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
所以亚比斯有很多兄弟姐妹。
So we know that Jabez had many siblings.
结果他特别突出。
But he was more honorable than others.
所以圣经才说比众弟兄更尊贵。
And that's why the Bible recorded thus.
那其实如果我们再看下面一句。
And if we continue to read,
他们的母亲生他，给他起名叫亚比斯。
And his mother called his name Jabez.
那这个亚比斯本身是什么意思？
And what does his name mean?
下面说，我生他甚是痛苦。
It says, because I bore him in pain.
就是亚比斯这个名字就是代表他的母亲在生他的时候很痛苦。
And so his name, Jabez, this name means that his mother, when she bore him, she was in pain.
所以这个名字本身有时候就代表一个人的命运。
And so sometimes the names that we have represent our destiny.
所以圣经里面才需要有改名字。
And that's why in the Bible we sometimes see the change of names.
雅各这个名字本来是抓住的意思。
Jacob, the name meant to grab.
他的个性也是抓住。
And his personality, he also likes to grab onto things.
把握各样的机会要抓住。
And he grabs all sorts of opportunities.
那后来他改名字，神给他改，叫以色列。
Later on, God changed his name into Israel.
就是跟神跟人在比较都得胜。
And it meant to prevail over man and over God.
所以他的母亲可能想说，这个亚比斯哦，生下来我这么痛苦，可能他一辈子也是很痛苦。
And so the mother of Jabez, when she bore him, she might think that I bore him in pain, and therefore he'll probably cause pain.
事实上，我们人活在世界上，有时候真的也很多的痛苦。
And it's true that as men living in this world, many times we have sufferings.
所以为什么说生下来小孩子一定要哭？
And that's why sometimes we hear that when babies are born, they cry.
这有医学上的解释，但是有哲学上的解释。
There is a medical explanation as well as a philosophical explanation.
因为哭就是代表你的肺会运动。
From the medical point of view, when the baby cried, they are exercising their lung.
所以哭是一种运动，是好的。
And so crying is good when the baby is born.
但是从哲学上来说，
from the philosophical point of view,
哭就是代表来到这个世界上受苦。
Crying represents being suffer in this world.
所以没有看到一个小孩子笑着来的，诸位有没有看过？
So we have not seen a baby that's born into this world smiling.
哭着到世界来。
But they cry when they're born.
这代表来世界受苦。
And that represent coming into this world to suffer.
但是亚比斯这样祷告以后，他的命运改变了。
But after Jabez prayed, he changed his destiny.
所以他就比众弟兄更尊贵。
And so he became more honorable than his brothers.
所以我们来寻找神，敬拜神会改变我们的命运，这是真的。
So, when we come to seek after God, we will change our destiny, and that is true.
因为命运的主宰不在我们。
Because the master of our destiny is not us.
命运的主宰是在神。
The master of our destiny belongs to God, is God.
所以生命记，我们来看撒母耳记上第二章。
So if we turn to First Samuel chapter 2,
这个哈拿本来不会生孩子。
We see that Hannah did not have any child.
她很痛苦啊。
And she was suffering.
因为这是一种羞辱。
Because at that time she was very shameful.
然后她就来到神的面前，把她痛苦都倒出来。
And so she came before God, and she poured out all her bitterness and suffering.
她祷告很迫切。
And she was very fervent in her prayer.
那祷告完了，神就感动撒母耳，告诉她：“你的祷告已经蒙垂听。”
And after she prayed, God moved Eli to tell her that God has listened to your prayer.
所以她就生了一个儿子。
And then so she gave birth to a son.
所以她的命运就改变了。
So she changed her destiny.
那这个哈拿生孩子以后，她就向神祷告。
And after Hannah gave birth to a son, she prayed to God.
我们看第二章第六节。
Let's turn to First Samuel chapter 2 verse 6.
从第六节一直到第九节。
Starting from verse 6 to verse 9. Verse 6, the Lord kills and makes alive. He brings down to the grave and brings up. 7. The Lord makes poor and makes rich. He brings low and lifts up. 8. He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap, to set them among princes and make them inherit the throne of glory. For the pillars of the earth are the Lord's, and he has set the world upon them. Verse 9. He will guard the feet of his saints, but the wicked shall be silent in darkness.
这里说神使人死也使 人活。
And this passage tells us that the Lord kills and makes alive.
所以生死是神在控制的。
So God is in authority of whether we live or die.
神如果不要你死，你生什么大病都不会死。
If God doesn't want you to die, then it doesn't matter if you are seriously ill, you will not die.
但是神如果觉得我们日子到了，你不论什么发生都会死。
But then, if God knows that our days are up, then no matter what happens, then we'll end up dying.
那神使人下阴间，也使人往上升。
And God brings people down to the grave, and He also brings up.
那神使人贫穷，也使人富足。
And the Lord makes poor and makes rich.
所以最后就是神呢，在决定了，不是你努力，你努力，如果神不祝福你，还是都赚不到钱。那如果神要祝福你，机会一直来。
And so in the end, it does not matter how much effort we put in. If God wants to bless you, then you will have a lot of opportunities.
No, 神使人卑微也使人高贵。
And God brings low and lifts up.
那是第八节。
Verse 8.
他抬举贫寒人，提拔穷乏人。
He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the beggar from the ash heap.
所以神能够让很卑微的人变成很尊贵。
And God is able to bring up those people who are very poor to become very honorable.
第九节，神保护圣民的脚步。
Verse 9, God will guard the feet of His saints.
所以我们可以看得出来，人的命运是在神的掌管中。
And so from this passage, we can see that the destiny of man is in the hands of God.
所以如果我们觉得我命很不好，怎么办？
And so if we feel that we have a very terrible fate, then what should we do?
抽签问佛算命，这个都不是方法。
We should not go to the idols and to ask them and to cast lots.
如果真的你觉得命运不好，有一条路可以走，来寻找神。
If you feel that you have a terrible fate, then there is a way, which is to come and seek after God.
那我们的命运就会改变，而且是改变更好，而不是更坏。
Then we will be able to change our destiny, and it will become better and not worse.
那为什么我们这么有自信？
And why are we so confident?
如果我们看回来看这个亚比士的祷告。
If we turn back to the prayer of Jabez.
列王记上第四章。
In First Chronicles chapter 4.
回来看列王记上的。
So let's turn back to
列代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
亚比士求告神说，甚愿你赐福于我。
And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that you would bless me indeed.
神是我们的父亲。
God is our Father.
所以神给我们的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
And so the thoughts of God towards us is of peace and not of disaster.
所以神希望每一个人都蒙福。
And God wants all of us to be blessed.
他有丰盛的恩典。
He has abundant grace and blessing.
我们可以向神求，神也不斥责我们。我们可以坦然无惧向他祈求。
We can come to God and ask Him boldly for blessings.
所以亚比士就向神求，求啊，主啊，你赐福给我。
And so that's why Jabez called on God and he asked God for blessing.
所以今天我们好多的信徒，说每一个信徒都可以见证很多神给他的恩典。
And so we have many members today that every one of us can testify about the grace of God.
所以凡是寻求神的人，神的恩典在生活中就很丰盛。
And so whosoever seeks after God will have abundant blessing in his life.
这样的祷告有什么不足？
And what is lacking in this kind of prayer?
这样的祷告还是不够。
This kind of prayer is not perfect.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们要从寻求神的恩典进一步来寻求神本身。
Because we need to move from seeking after God's blessings into seeking after God Himself.
神的恩典大部分就是让你事业顺利，生病得到平安，家庭有困难得到解决，这个都是神的恩典。
God's blessings are shown in our having a very smooth career and having peace in our family or having our sicknesses healed.
但是我们如果寻求神本身，
But if we seek after God Himself,
我们的属灵生命才会真正的丰盛，才会真正的改变。
Then our spiritual life will truly become abundant and it will truly change.
包括我们在加伦谷教会，多少人在这里洗礼过？
For example, in Garden Grove Church, how many people are baptized here?
他们都得圣灵啊。
They have received the Holy Spirit.
有没有看异象啊。
And some of them saw visions.
有病得医治啊。
And some of them have their sicknesses healed.
有困难得解决啊。
Or their problems solved.
也有魔鬼赶出去啊。
And the demons cast out.
诸位，你可以想想，这些人现在在哪里？
And you can think about those people. Where are they now?
他们渴慕神的恩典，神给他们了。
They are seeking after God's blessings, and God gave it to them.
但是现在在哪里？不见了。
But where are they now?
所以神的恩典是好，但是不够好。
So God's blessings are great, but it's not perfect.
我们要寻求神本身。
We need to seek after God Himself.
我们现在看约翰福音第六章。
Let's read John chapter 6.
约翰福音的第六章。
The book of John chapter 6.
约翰福音第六章。
John chapter 6.
十四节。
John chapter 6 verse 14.
众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说：“这真是要到世间来的先知。”十五节。
Verse 15.
耶稣知道众人要来强逼他作王，就独自退到山上了。这个第六章开始就是主耶稣变饼给人吃。
Starting from chapter 6, Jesus started feeding lots of multitude.
这个饼就是代表今生的好处，物质的恩典。
And the bread that Jesus gave represent the blessings and the material blessings that we have in this world.
结果五千人吃过这个饼。
And so 5,000 ate this bread.
哇，他们觉得信耶稣很好，马上要叫主耶稣做王。
And they felt that it was great to believe in Jesus, and they wanted to make him king.
我们看一看二十四节。
Let's read verse 24.
众人见耶稣跟门徒不在那里，就上耶稣去造船去找耶稣。
When the people saw that Jesus wasn't there, nor his disciples, then they got into boats to look for Jesus.
所以他们寻求主耶稣那个热忱啊，真的也是感动人。
The zeal that they have, the fervency of seeking Jesus, it was truly touching.
主耶稣在哪里？我们去找他。
They were fervently seeking after Jesus.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
在海的那边找到他。
And they found him on the other side of the sea.
就对他，耶稣说啊，拉比，你什么时候到这里来？你为什么不早一点跟我们讲呢？
And they said to Jesus, Rabbi, when did you come here? Why didn't you tell us earlier?
但是啊，主耶稣已经看出来，他们找耶稣是为什么。
But then Jesus already saw through them as to why they were seeking after him.
二十六节。
Verse 26.
耶稣回答说，我是在告诉你们，你们找我不是因见神迹，乃是因为吃饼得饱。
So Jesus answered them and said that most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were filled.
什么叫做 不是因为见神迹？
What does it mean because, not because they saw the signs?
因为行神迹让人知道他是神。
Because to perform miracles shows us that Jesus is God.
所以他们寻找主耶稣不是因为要寻找神。
But they were seeking after Jesus not because they wanted to seek after God.
乃是因为吃饼得饱。
But because they ate of the loaves and they were filled.
乃是为着得到恩典。
It was because they wanted to receive blessings.
那这样的信仰有什么不好？
And what's wrong with this kind of faith?
这样信仰追求的层次不够高。
This kind of faith, the pursuit, the level is not high.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力，就是人子要赐给你们的。
Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life.
什么叫做为必坏的食物劳力？
What does it mean to labor for the food which perishes?
就是不要指着为着今生的好处、地上的恩典这样来努力来找我。
It means to not only labor for the blessings in this world, and so we go look after Jesus because
真的,
of this.
我们今天在信主耶稣。
It's true today when we believe in Jesus.
不要只是为着因为我有困难需要主耶稣帮助这样来找主耶稣。
Let us not seek after Jesus because we have troubles that we need to be solved in this world.
因为如果我们只是为着得恩典寻找困难解决来找主耶稣，会发生什么事情？
If we only seek after Jesus because we have troubles that needs to be solved, then what's going to happen?
有一天困难解决了，我们就离开了他。
And one day when our trouble is solved, then we will leave him.
所以吃饼的有五千个人啊。
So there are 5,000 who ate of the bread.
但是当主耶稣开始讲道理。
But when Jesus started speaking the truth.
你们要吃我的肉，你们要喝我的血。
When he said, you must eat my flesh and drink my blood.
哇，这个太难了。
And that's very difficult.
一个溜走。
So one by one they left him.
溜到剩十二个人。
And they left him until there were 12 disciples left.
那些得过恩典都溜走了。
Those who received grace and blessings, they all left Jesus.
这个代价太大了，要吃耶稣的肉，喝耶稣的血。
Because the price is too great to eat of his flesh and drink his blood.
所以主耶稣说，你们要啊，乃要为那个永生的食物来劳力。
And that's why Jesus said, labor for the food which endures to everlasting life.
啊，那个永生的食物又是什么？
And what is the food that endures to everlasting life?
所以他听了，他们就很羡慕了。34节。
Verse 34.
他们说，主啊，将这个粮食赐给我们。
The people heard it, they were admiring, so they said, Lord, give us this bread.
35节,
Verse 35.
耶稣就说, 我就是生命之粮。
And so Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life.
到我这里来的必定不饿, 信我的永远不渴。
And he who comes to me shall never hunger, he who believes in me shall never thirst.
所以主耶稣就指引他们一个更有价值的追求。
And so our Lord Jesus pointed them to an even more meaningful pursuit.
最重要不是我变那个饼，是我本身。
It's not that important that he was able to multiply bread, but what is very valuable is he himself.
因为我才是生命之粮。
Because I am the bread of life.
你的属灵生命如果要丰盛
，If you want to have an abundant spiritual life,
要健壮
，You want to be strong,
要有力量
，You want to have strength.
我就是生命之粮。
Then I am the bread of life.
到我这里来，永远不饿，信我的永远不渴。
And he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst.
所以今天如果我们常常一直跪下来求神的恩典
，And so today, if we often pray in asking for God's blessing,
当然这很好。
That is good.
但是我们要超越。
But we need to transcend.
我们更需要追求是追求那是恩典给我们那一位神。
We need to seek after the God that gives us this blessing.
那什么叫做追求神？
And what does it mean to seek after God?
第一个就是追求道理。
The first is to pursue after His word.
因为神就是道。
Because God is the word.
就是表示我们天天去读神的话，想神的话，听神的话，说神的话。
It means every day we listen to the words of God, we read the words of God, we think about the words of God, and we talk about the words of God.
有神的话在我们心里，就是神住在我们里面。
If God's words are in us, then God lives in us.
第二个就是喜欢祷告。
The second is to love to pray.
神就是灵。
God is spirit.
那我们喜欢祷告，得到圣灵，被圣灵充满，就是神住在我们里面。
And if we like to pray and be filled with the Holy Spirit, it means God lives in us.
第三个，神就是爱。
And the third, God is love.
我们常常去思想神对我们的爱。
We need to often think about the love God has for us.
被他的爱感动。
And we are moved by His love.
那这样来爱神跟爱人。
And we use His love to love Him and to love man.
那这样的生活叫做追求。神本身。
And this kind of life means to pursue after God Himself.
那这个人的灵性会变得很丰盛。
And this person's spirituality will become very abundant.
好像主耶稣一样。
Just like the Lord Jesus.
会变得很健壮。
The person will have very, very strong spirituality.
所以第一个我们要超越的就是要寻求祝福到寻求赐福祭的神。
And so the first that we need to transcend over is to see, to transcend over is just seeking the blessings of God into seeking God Himself.
但如果我们开始寻求神，你发现了神的恩典，你不要求就有。
And if we start to seek after God Himself, we'll realize that we don't even need to ask for the blessings of God, but we'll have them.
先求神的国跟神的义。
To first seek after His kingdom and His righteousness.
这个就是以神为中心。
And that is to have God as the center of our life.
那神的恩典就是日用的饮食都要给你，不要求都有了。
Then the blessing of God, which is our daily bread, we don't even need to ask and God will give to us.
这很奇妙的体验。
That is a very miraculous experience.
你把生活那个焦点对准神，我要寻求神。
If you focus on God and to seek after Him in your life,
神的恩典就是生活中每一个地方都体验到。
Then you will experience God's blessings in all your life.
这第一个超越。
That's the first thing. The first thing we need to transcend.
好，我们回来看《列王纪上》第四章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 4.
好，《列代志上》第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第四章的第十节第二句话。
First Chronicles chapter 4, the second sentence in verse 10.
扩张我的境界。
Oh, that you would enlarge my territory.
这个亚比士求神扩张他的境界。
Jabez asked God to enlarge his territory.
什么叫做扩张境界？
What does it mean to enlarge your territory?
如果你做生意。
For example, if you're in business,
哦，就生意越做越大。
It means that your business is becoming bigger and bigger.
啊，办公室越搬越大。
And your office becomes bigger and bigger.
里面请的人越来越多。
And that you hire more and more employees.
哦，开始到处分设公司。
And that you start having shops all over.
哦，这个叫做扩张地的境界。
That means to enlarge your territory.
那如果你在学术上上班
，If you're in academia.
哇，你到处被人请去演讲。
You are asked to give lectures all over.
你在学术界里面建立一个名望。
And you are very famous in your field.
哇，到处都知道你研究很有成就。
And everyone knows that you are very accomplished in the study of your field.
啊，这个叫做扩张地的境界。
And that also means to enlarge your territory.
那这样有什么不好？
And what's wrong with that?
所以有的人就开始说，我们基督徒也要在世界上有成功，这样才能够荣耀神。
And so some people start to say that as Christians, we need to be very successful in this world to glorify God.
当然这样也是好，这也是神的恩典。
And of course that is good. That is also a blessing of God.
蒙神祝福地上啊，事业顺利啊，然后我们所做的事情都一直在扩张。
That everything you do are blessed by God, and you become very prosperous because of God.
但是我们需要超越。
But we also need to transcend over this.
为什么
？Why？
因为这个地上啊的境界扩张，不管你扩到最后，这个本身是你带不走的。
Because it does not matter how large your territory becomes, in the end, you cannot bring them with you.
你死就结束了。
When you die, then everything is over.
有时候还没有死，你退休就结束了。
And sometimes you don't even need to die. When you retire, then everything is over.
有时候还没有退休，这个就结束了。
And sometimes you don't even need to retire, and then it's over.
经济一走下坡，有的公司就关门了。
When the economy declines, then some business they have to shut down.
那有时候这个年轻的一辈上来，他的学术成就比我们更大，这我们名气就没有了。
Or that there is a younger generation, they are superseding over us, and so we lose everything.
那要怎么扩张？
And so how do we enlarge our territory?
就是求神扩张我们属灵的视野。
We need to ask God to enlarge our spiritual territory, our spiritual
view. 我们现在整个生活的理想都在这个地面上。
Our ideal, our dreams in this life are in this world.
我们要求神让我们灵界上啊能够看得更宽远。
And we need to ask God to help us to look even farther in our spirituality.
神跟亚伯兰说，
God told Abraham,
你起来看，
get up and walk.
你看到的我都要给你。
And everything that you see, I will give to you.
亚伯兰看到什么？
What did Abraham see?
亚伯兰是看到那个牛奶鱼蜜那一块地。
Abraham saw the land that is flowing with milk and honey.
那个牛奶鱼蜜那一块地是什么？
And what is that land that's flowing with milk and honey?
以今天来讲，
In today's words,
就是神国的福气跟恩典。
That is the blessings in the kingdom of God.
所以我们的灵性生活要扩张属灵的视野。
And so in our spiritual life, we need to enlarge our viewpoint and our eyesight.
每次祷告都是求神让我事业顺利，身体健康，这个都是这些事情。
And so let us not pray every time in asking God for having a good business or have a good health.
求神赐给我们信心。
We need to ask God to give us faith.
让我们在神的工作能够投入更多。
So that we will be able to put in more effort in His work.
让我们看我们加登谷所负责的这块地里面。
And when we look at this area that Garden Grove Church is in.
求神让我们看到哪个地方还没有人信耶稣，哪个地方还需要有人来得救。让我们的理想往上提升。
We can ask God to help us see who haven't heard the gospel yet in this area, and who needs to believe in Jesus.
我们希望我们 Garden Grove 能够坐满，赶快会分设教会。
We hope that this Garden Grove Church can be filled very soon and to be separated into another church.
但是这需要我们的信徒有一种属灵的这个眼光。
But this requires the spiritual eyesight of our members.
我们从个人的理想提升到神的国度这种扩张。
We can lift up our personal dreams into the enlargement of God's kingdom.
那这样我们的生活会更有意义。
And that way, our life become more meaningful.
所以这个美国梦啊，一般都是指着物质上的。
And usually, when we talk about the American dream, we're referring to material things.
那这个扩张境界啊，再往上提就是属灵的梦。
But if we talk about enlarging the territory and we lift it up to a higher level, it's talking about the spiritual dream.
主耶稣升天以前对门徒一个交代。
Right before Jesus ascended into heaven, he told his disciples.
使徒行传一章一章第八节。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
第一章第八节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，要在耶路撒冷、犹大区、撒玛利亚直到地极，做我的见证。这里啊，主耶稣告诉他们了。
Here Jesus tells them,
你要做我的见证。
You will become witnesses to me.
从耶路撒冷直到地极。
And you will be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, all the way to the ends of the earth.
虽然他们在耶路撒冷的楼房里面。
So they were in this upper room in Jerusalem.
但是他们的心啊，已经到地极了。
But then their heart and they are already looking towards the end of the earth.
这个叫做扩张地界。
That means to enlarge your territory.
真的，到使徒行传二十八章，福音就从耶路撒冷传到罗马。
And it's true in chapter 28 of the book of Acts, the gospel was preached from Jerusalem to Rome.
所以我们今天每一个人要有一个属灵的理想。
And so every one of us today needs to have a dream in our spiritual dream.
如果你家只有你一个信。
For example, if you're the only one that believes in your family,
我们要扩张境界。
And you need to enlarge your territory.
求神带领让父母都信。
We ask God to bring your parents so that they can believe in the Lord.
我兄弟姐妹都信。
And if and all your siblings to believe.
我的亲戚都信。
And all your relatives to believe.
这个就是扩张境界。
And that is to enlarge the territory.
这样的理想是有价值、有意义的。
And such ideal, such dream is full of meaning.
这就是我们祷告要突破、要超越的地方。
And this is something that we need to pray for, and something that we need to transcend.
那当保罗被关到腓利监牢里面
，When Paul was put in prison.
我们看他的心在哪里。
Let's see where his heart is.
我们看腓立比书第一章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章。
Philippians, chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse 8.
Verse 8.
Philippians chapter 1 verse 8. For God is my witness, how greatly I long for you all with the affection of Jesus Christ.
所以保罗被关到监牢里面。
So Paul was put in prison.
他的心已经想到千里以外的腓立比教会。
But then his heart is already thinking about the Philippian members that's thousands of miles away.
所以他说我想念你们，我为你们祷告。
And so he says, I long for you and I pray for you.
今天我们的心啊，要往外扩张。
And so our heart today needs to be enlarged.
我们不能够都一直求神，神啊，你照顾我，只有我而已。
We cannot keep on asking God to only look after me, only me, myself.
我们要去想教会里面哪个弟兄没有来教会。
We need to think about the brothers and sisters that's not in church.
哪一个信仰比较软弱。
And who is weak in faith.
我们常常去想念他，给他打个电话，送个 email。
We think about those people and we call them and then we send them emails.
那常常为他代祷。
And we often pray for them.
那这样的话，我们的人生会变成很有意义。
And in that way, our life becomes very meaningful.
你不会觉得很孤单。
And we will not feel very lonely.
为什么人很孤单？
Why do we feel lonely?
因为只有我一个人啊。
Because you're by yourself.
但是当你的理想往外扩张。
But when you lift up your ideal.
你关心的范围广阔了。
And when you care for the people around you.
你不会孤单。
And you will not be lonely.
因为你所关心的人会回应你的爱。
Because the people that you care for will respond to your love.
神会回应你的爱。
And God will respond to your love.
所以你的信仰会有体验。
And so you will have experience in your faith.
那一种回应啊，你会觉得很喜乐。
And that kind of response makes you very joyful.
所以如果我们一直觉得自己很孤单，可能我们都是祷告集中在自己。
So if we feel that we're lonely, perhaps we are only focusing our prayers on ourselves.
那这个境界一扩张，你就发现我们到处都是我们的朋友。
But then once you enlarge this territory of prayer, then you will find friends everywhere.
好，我们再看第三个。
The third one.
列王记上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
列王记上的第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
第三句话说保佑常与我同在。
The third item that Jabez asked in his prayer is your hand would be with me.
求神他的手与我同在。
He asked God's hand to be with him.
这个神的手与我同在就是表示神在帮助我，在支持我。
And to ask God to have his hand be with you, it means to ask for God's help.
当然有神同在就有平安有喜乐。
And of course, if you have the abundance of God, then you have joy and peace.
这个也是神愿意成全的。
And that is something that God would, God is willing to grant.
但是我们要向神祷告。
But we need to ask God.
就是即使有一天我们没有感觉到神跟我们同在的时候，我们的信仰还是要坚持原则。
I will ask God that one day if we feel that God is not with us, we still need to hold on to our faith.
我们活在这个地面上，
we live in this world.
有很多的挑战。
There are many challenges that we need to face.
我常常发现哦，信到了过了三四十岁要信耶稣真的不简单。
I often realize that it's harder to believe in Jesus after you have passed your 30s or 40s.
因为你已经有自己的想法。
Because you already have your own thinking.
我们已经有自己的生活方式。
And you already have a certain lifestyle.
那你现在要改变成为跟圣经一样的想法不简单。
And it's very difficult to change yourself to be conforming to the Bible.
那要改变跟圣经一样的生活方式不简单。
And it's not easy to change your whole lifestyle to fit the Bible.
所以当我们要改变的时候，你再发现你工作的场所，你生活的场所里面会有很多的挑战。
And so when you're trying to change your lifestyle, you'll find many challenges in your work.
所以有时候我们会觉得很孤单。
And sometimes we feel very lonely.
有一个弟兄啊，常常打电话问我。
And there's a brother who often call me and ask.
我到底正常还不正常？
And he asked me, am I normal or not?
我说他为什么问这个问题？
And I asked him, why do you ask this question?
我如果照圣经的 话去想的话，我跟大家都不一样啊。
And he said, if I think according to what the Bible tells me, then I'm different from everyone else.
我如果照圣经的方式去生活，我跟大家都不一样。
And if I try to live the way the Bible tells me to, and I'm different from everyone else.
到底我正常不正常？
So am I normal?
我跟他讲，从圣经来讲，你很正常。
I tell him, from the Bible, you are very normal.
但是从世界来讲，你可能不太正常。
But from the point of view of the world, then you are probably abnormal.
因为圣经的方向跟世界方向是不一样。
Because the direction that's in the Bible is different from the direction in this world.
所以即使神没有跟我们同在，没有那个感觉。
So even if we don't feel God's abidance with us,
我们还是要坚持信仰的原则。
We still need to hold on to the principles of our faith.
这个就是我们要追求的。
And that is something that we need to pursue.
我们看但以理书第三章十八节。
Let's read the book of Daniel, chapter 3, verse 18.
但以理书的第三章。
The book of Daniel,
十八节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.Daniel chapter 3, verse 18. But if not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.
这个但以理的三个朋友这样说。
This is spoken by Daniel's three friends.
波尼布甲尼撒王。
And they said to King Nebuchadnezzar,
我们绝对不照你的话这样做。
We will not follow what you tell us to do.
那即使我们不拜偶像，你们把我丢到火湖里面。神一定会救我们。
We will not worship this gold image, and our God will definitely save us.
十八节。
Verse 18.
即使神不救我们，你知道我们绝不侍奉你的神。
But even if God does not save us, let it be known to you that we will not serve your gods.
这个很有原则。
This is very principle.
那真的，他们三个被丢到火里面了。
And it's true that the three of them were thrown into the fire.
但神看顾他们。
But God looked after them.
所以这个信仰有时候真的很孤单。
But sometimes you are truly lonely in your faith.
有时候你在家里会觉得很孤单。
And sometimes you feel very lonely in your family.
如果你的配偶没有信主。
For example, if your spouse has not believed.
你发现那个价值观不太一样。
And you all find the two of you having different value system.
我们价值观变成从圣经来的。
Our value system comes from the Bible.
在这个冲突的时候，
But when we are in conflict,
即使我们没有感觉到神很清楚跟我同在，但是我绝对不会妥协我的信仰原则。
And we may not feel that God is on our side or with us, but we will not compromise our principle in our faith.
所以求神常常跟我们同在很好。
So it's very good to ask God to always be with us.
但是我们要超越，如果我们没有感觉到神的同在，我们的信仰还是要坚持。
But we need to transcend over this prayer and ask God to let us hold on to our principle of faith even when we feel that God is not with us. And we're willing to pay any price.
因为这是最重要的。
Because that is the most important.
那最后一个超越。
And the last transcendence that we need to have. 我们回来看
列代志上第四章。
Let's turn back to First Chronicles chapter 4.
列代志上第四章。
First Chronicles chapter 4.
第十节。
Verse 10.
说保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应许他所求的。
That you will keep me from evil and I may not cause pain.
大家都不愿意受苦啊。
No one wants to suffer.
神应许他不要受苦。
And so God granted his prayer and that God listened to him.
所以神真的有能力让我们一生不受苦。
So God has the power to not let us suffer our whole life.
但是我们也真的看到有的信徒一生都没有受苦，这真的神的恩典。
And we have seen members who have not suffered their whole life. That is truly the blessing of God.
身体很健康，一生都没有生病。
The person is healthy his whole life.
家庭很好，婚姻很幸福。
And family is very peaceful, and the marriage is very successful.
经济也过得去，都没有什么困苦。
And they do not have any financial trouble.
这真的是神的恩典。
And that is truly the blessing of God.
所以亚比斯这样祷告，神就应许他了。
And so Jabez prayed likewise, and God granted him what he asked.
我们可以超越。
However, we can also transcend this.
怎么超越
？How?
我们看主耶稣怎么祷告。
Let us see what Jesus prayed.
马太福音二十六章。
We can turn to the book of Matthew chapter 26.
马太福音的二十六章。
Matthew chapter 26.
三十九节。
Verse 39. Matthew 26 verse 39. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying.O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as your will.
造人的意思，谁都不愿意喝十字架的苦杯。
According to man, no one wants to drink the cup from the cross.
因为这是很痛苦的。
Because it's very painful.
但是主耶稣说，不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。
But Jesus prayed in saying, Nevertheless, let this be your will, not my will.
这个就是为着成全神的旨意。
That is to accomplish the will of God.
所以我们如果一生活得很舒服死了，当然这也是神的恩典。
Of course, if we live our whole life very peacefully, that is a blessing of God.
但是如果我们能够祈求神，给我们有信心，我甘心为着神来受苦，这个恩典更大。
But then, if we have faith to ask God to suffer for Him, then that is an even greater blessing.
1979年，我们福音传到奈及利亚。
In 1979, our gospel is preached to Nigeria.
你在奈及利亚可以看到所谓的白人，只有三种人。
And in Nigeria, you can see three.
所谓的白人就是非黑人。
In Nigeria, if you see Caucasians, there are only three kinds of people that is not black. The first is businessman.
第二个,
the second,
政府派去的,不能不去。
The second is sent there by the government. They have to be there.
第三个,
and the third
就是宣教士,
is missionaries.
就是去传福音。
They are there to preach the gospel.
所以为什么非洲的道路能够打得开?
And that is why the gospel is being preached in Africa.
就是有一些人从很舒服的环境里面求神给他力量，甘心为着传福音去受苦。
That is because there are people who are willing to leave their comfortable environment and ask God to give them strength to suffer for Him.
我们今天感谢神，大家活得都很舒服。
We thank God that today all of us are living a very comfortable life.
这是神的恩典。
And that is a blessing of God.
但是如果有人愿意牺牲自己舒服的生活来为着神来受苦，这是更大的恩典。
However, if there are people who are willing to leave their comfortable life and suffer for God, that is an even greater blessing.
所以我们的祷告需要超越。
And so we need to transcend in our prayers.
第一个。
The first.
从寻求神的祝福到寻求赐福祭的神。
We need to seek transcend from seeking after God's blessing into seeking God Himself.
第二个，从寻求地上的扩张，进到属灵视野的扩张。
We need to transcend from seeking enlarging our territory in this world into enlarging our spiritual territory.
第三个，从求神的同在到即使神没有同在，我也要。坚持我的原则。
And the third is to transcend from asking God's abidance into asking for holding on of our faith even when we feel God is not with us.
第四个。
And the fourth.
从求神不要让我受苦到甘心为主受苦。
The fourth is that to transcend from asking God not to let us suffer into willing to suffer for the Lord.
所以这个如果祷告我们可以超越，我们人生会变得非常有价值。
And if we can transcend all these things in our prayers, then our life will become very meaningful.
当然，亚比士的祷告神听了，因为神爱他。
Of course, God listened to the prayer of Jabez because God loves him.
但是如果我们能够超越
，But if we can transcend,
我们会得到更大的福气。
Then we'll receive a greater blessing.
我们要唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
492